I think it's been another epoch-making morning for aromatase inhibitors. We have the data from Raymond Yakets, which is very important because this shows that the effect of switching is not quite so big as we thought it was. You know that the hazard ratio is about a 40% reduction in the switching studies, but when you take into account those first 2 years, you saw that his reduction in the hazard ratio was about 24%. And so that's important. But the second important thing this morning was the survival advantage in the three studies put together. And I thought Kathy Prichard was absolutely right when the question came up that, you know, one of the studies, the German study, didn't show the survival advantage, whereas the other two studies did. Well, that's why you do a meta-analysis. And that was a very important meta-analysis to show for the first time in an unselected population, if you like, that there is a survival advantage to switching to anastrozole in this case. And since that's the first survival advantage, I guess that in the clinic we should use anastrozole. And then finally, the Paul Goss and Jim Ingle papers were beautifully presented with some beautiful data, albeit some of that selected, showing that letrozole is effective. And I guess you would use that in hormone receptor positive patients.